That's an equestrian piece by Georg Philipp Telemann, Tafel Music with Rosinante's Gallop. And that was in honor of the Year of the Horse, which is nearly upon us. The Lunar New Year is officially on February 17th, and the TSO invites you to join their special performance called Year of the Horse, a Lunar New Year Celebration, on February 28th. Roy Thompson Hall will resound with music by Chinese-Canadian composers Vivian Feng and Alison Yunfei Zhang. The wonderful orator Dashan will narrate classic poetry in Mandarin to Alison's brand new work, The Way to Shu is Treacherous. And the TSO always goes all out in this annual celebration. Come early and take in the Asian market and lion dancers and so much more. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, the TSO's Lunar New Year always features a wide array of stunning talent. Among the soloists this year are pipa virtuoso Wu Man and young pianist Ryan Huang. This 15-year-old virtuoso from Toronto is a Lang Lang International Music Foundation Young Scholar, and he will perform the opening movement of Grieg's thrilling piano concerto in A minor. And he joins me now. Ryan, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have some get-to-know-you questions because it's your first time on the show. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
What instrument that you don't play would you like to master?
I think the instrument I would be most interested in mastering is probably the French horn.
Oh, yeah.
I have played the French horn a bit before because I'm still in high school and, you know, we have the bands and stuff. So I was taking part of that for a bit. So I do know how to play a bit, but it's just, you know, from the little that I've experienced of this instrument, it has such a uniquely warm and noble tone that I think separates itself from the rest of the brass. It's personally my favorite out of the brass instruments.
That's a really nice answer. Warm and noble. Those are great words to describe that instrument for sure. Now, what's your favorite comfort meal?
So my favorite comfort meal, probably also just my favorite meal in general, it's steak.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just something very satisfying about a medium rare steak. It's, you know, very rich, very, can be simple, can be also very fancy. I feel like it's just very filling. I feel like that would be good for a comfort meal.
Cool. What's your dream vacation destination?
Probably France. I've never actually been there before, which is surprising. That's one of the only places in Europe I haven't ever stepped foot in. I went to TFS, Toronto French School, for 1 year. And after that, I've always just been, you know, trying to maintain my French to like a semi-satisfactory level. But, you know, when you learn the French language, you also learn a lot about, like, the French culture, right, in France. And it just fascinates me a lot. And after I've learned so much about it, I still have never had the chance to actually go there. So I feel like that would be very cool for a vacation destination.
And I'm very excited for you to actually have a steak in France. That'll be
something. Oh, yes, absolutely. That would be amazing.
What's your current favorite non-orchestral piece of music or song?
I'm not sure if this counts as cheating a bit, but I'm going to pick a transcription of an orchestral song. Well, not really an orchestral song. It's Liszt's transcription of Bellini's Norma. Mm. It's one of his operatic transcriptions. He was very fascinated with opera. He wrote a lot of these solo transcriptions of opera for solo piano. And personally, Norma is my favorite. I feel like every single theme that he used from the opera in that piece is superior to any other theme he's put in his other operatic transcriptions. And so the first time I ever heard it, I just fell in love with that piece.
What's your favorite area in Toronto and why?
My favorite area in Toronto is probably near the ROM, Royal Ontario Museum. I used to live actually just across the street from ROM a few years ago. So I would visit it pretty frequently. I formed a very personal connection with that museum. I enjoy museums a lot, and just having the ability to go to one as often, much more often than I'm used to, it was an amazing experience, I think, for me. I just especially love all the memories I have there. So I think that will remain my favorite place in Toronto for a long while.
We're looking forward to hearing you play with the TSO later this month. Tell us a bit about your musical journey. When did you start playing piano?
So I began playing piano at the age of 4. The story behind that's a bit interesting. I heard a lady play the piano in the Shangri-La Hotel in Shanghai, China. I was born there. I moved to Canada when I was 5 years old. So I heard the lady play the piano, and I never ever really heard anything close to that when I was 4 years old. So 4-year-old me really enjoyed the sound of the piano and the colors that it could produce. So naturally, I want to start. I was also just in general like a very musical child. I would often go and listen and play with the street bands that were lining the streets of Shanghai. I might sometimes have brought my ukulele and, you know, they'd let me play with them, right? This is when I was 3 years old. Yeah, it's great. It also got them a lot bigger of a crowd to see, you know, a 3-year-old playing with their band. I'm sure they also enjoyed that. Yeah, but in general, I was just a very musical kid. So when I told my mom at 2.5 years old that I wanted to play piano, she thought it was a joke. You know, she didn't really quite believe me because I do have to admit, it came from nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Could be like, oh, I want to be a unicorn or something.
Exactly, right. Exactly. It was just like, oh, you know, that's nice, sweetie, right? But she didn't really take it seriously until after 2 years when I just kept nagging her about it. And she signed me up for piano lessons. And then we moved to Canada. And then it was at 6 years old when a teacher told my mom that, you know, maybe you should spend more time on this because he's quite gifted at the instrument. So I spent more time practicing and I started participating in regional competitions. A lot of these competitions that are still around are still very dear to my heart, like North York Music Festival and the Peel Music Festival, and just these, you know, very local competitions. And at 7 years old, I won grand prize in the Canadian music competition, the CMC.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of essentially, it kicked off my performances on international stages. The stages have grown and grown where I've had the privilege to perform with collaborate with a lot of orchestras. And it's essentially just grown until now. And here I am playing with the TSO at Roy Thomson Hall.
Now, when did you become a Lang Lang Young Scholar? What does that mean, first of all?
So, Lang Lang Young Scholar, essentially it's a program in the Lang Lang Foundation. And essentially, the Lang Lang Foundation provides their young scholars with a variety of opportunities to help them grow more as a pianist. I have been so honored to be part of this foundation and to be among my peers, because my peers are amazingly talented pianists, and the Lang Lang Foundation has obviously done so much for music education. This designation as a young scholar, it connects me to a global community of exceptional musicians, and it's just amazing. Being a young scholar, it means a lot. It's taught me that music is a lot more than just, you know, recognition. It's also a responsibility as a musician to spread your music to as many people as possible. It's taught me a lot of lessons. It's encouraged me to think beyond my own performance. So currently I'm like also trying to help out in the spirit of Lang Lang's goal to create more musical opportunities. I'm trying to help with that in my own community. So I'm giving like free music lessons on a weekly basis to kids who might not otherwise have these opportunities. And I feel like that really embodies the spirit of what a Lang Lang Young Scholar is about.
Do you like teaching?
Oh, I absolutely love teaching. It's amazing. I taught this group class at a public school a few weeks ago. The kids there didn't have much access to music education, but you could just tell that they loved it so much. You know, and after I gave them the access to the tools they needed, like a piano, you know, I would tell them the basics of how to play. They were just so into it. And I came back a week later to do another class, and the principal had told me that they, like, a lot of them had practiced all week with the pianos that were now at their school. So I mean, it proved to me even further that the reason a lot of these kids don't have music in their life isn't because they don't like music, right? It's because they don't actually have access to the things they need to embrace music more.
Right. And you see that as part of your future going forward. I mean, it's early days for you in your career, but it sounds like this is quite a formative experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's definitely going to shape me as a person.
Now tell us about your experience at the TSO Gala last fall.
Oh, yes, the TSO Gala. First of all, it was really an extraordinary honor to be invited to perform an encore piece at Long Long himself's concert. He's been my greatest, one of my greatest idols and inspirations, and continues to be a really huge inspiration for me. So the opportunity was incredibly meaningful. And, you know, when you're preparing for this kind of thing, it really doesn't set in that it's like a real thing until literally 4 seconds before you get on stage, right?
Yeah.
When the applause starts for the piece before you, that's when it starts to sink in, like, oh, I really am going to be stepping on Roy Thomson Hall. And that's actually what's going to stick with me most about this experience, is not when I was playing, not before I was playing, but the moment right after I played and the 2,500 people rose to their feet in a standing ovation. You know, because they were standing for me. They were standing for something that I had given them. And I feel like that's just such a, what was such a wonderful feeling to be on that stage at that time. The gala dinner itself after the actual concert was also a very wonderful experience. I performed alongside my fellow musicians at the TSYO. They're amazing musicians, outstanding collaborators. I was really moved by how the gala guests received me. Many took the time to speak with me about my performance, music, life. Some of them invited me to their other opportunities later. Overall, I just felt like it was such an amazing, you know, the dinner felt like it was a wonderful gathering of like-minded people who all had an appreciation for music.
Now, the Lunar New Year is now a cultural tentpole. People all around the globe celebrate it. What does this particular occasion mean to you personally?
So the Lunar New Year is very meaningful to me because my mother is from China. As I mentioned before, I was born in Shanghai. And growing up, our family maintained many Chinese traditions at home. So I'm very close with that side of my heritage. We celebrated Lunar New Year with like a huge dinner. I really enjoyed getting into Chinese, traditional Chinese attire. It's basically the only day in the year where I got to do that and actually enjoy the clothing, enjoy, you know, Chinese attire. I also really enjoy the 小红包, the red envelopes that my grandparents would give me. It's essentially like a tradition in Lunar New Year for people to be receiving the gifts of small envelopes with money inside them. And the envelopes meant a lot more than just, you know, cash to me, because it was basically like it was proof of love from my grandparents. So whenever I'm given these envelopes by people I care about, it sticks deeply with me. I just, in general, I feel like Lunar New Year is a great way for me to celebrate my culture and my heritage.
Will you wear Chinese clothing on your performance?
I would like to, yes. It's probably going to be something similar to like a concert black, but maybe with like a Chinese engravings and patterns onto it.
Cool.
I don't know. I'll see. I haven't picked out my wardrobe specifically for that concert yet, but I feel like that would be very cool.
Yeah, think about it. I would think any occasion on stage you could dress the way you want. This is one of those.
Absolutely.
What does it mean for you being part of this concert or celebrating the Lunar New Year with the TSO?
So this concert is incredibly important for me because it allows me to honor my heritage through the one thing that matters most to me in this entire world, and that's music. And I get to share my heritage and celebrate it with such a wider audience. You know, performing with the TSO is already amazing, but for a Lunar New Year celebration, I'm so honored to be like this bridge between my family's culture and my life as a Canadian, my life as a musician in Toronto. You know, to bridge these Eastern Western cultures through music. And we all know that music has the power to connect people through all struggles in the world, whether it be, you know, culture, religion, everything. Music just has the power to bridge people. One personal guilty pleasure that I have with this concert is the ability for me to get to meet one of my idols, which is Dashan. I've heard from everyone in my family and my close Chinese friends that Dashan is the most famous Canadian in China. And I'm genuinely very curious to, I'm very looking forward to meeting him and talking with him, because I know that's such a rare and amazing experience to have for me as a Chinese person.
I don't blame you. He is an extraordinary performer.
Absolutely.
Well, Ryan, I wish you all the best for your performance, and I thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Lang Lang International Music Foundation scholar Ryan Huang, and you can hear him perform as part of the TSO's special performance, Year of the Horse, a Lunar New Year celebration on February 28th. Get your tickets at tso.ca. And here's the work that Ryan will perform. This is the opening movement from Grieg's Piano Concerto.